Welcome back to another episode of Break the Narrative,
your weekly dose of realism and giggles where we discuss and dismantle the raggedy norms and narratives of life as a millennial.
We back.
Hi guys.
Hey y'all.
What's up? Welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast in the entire world.
Like you didn't know.
Yes, and we have a special guest today.
We sure do. Yes. Our good sis.
To provide some insight and some feedback on some... Oh, look at this. Look at this. Look at this wind outside.
It's storming.
It really is. Like, this storm just blew out of nowhere. This is crazy.
Right.
But anyway, y'all know how we do. How's everybody doing? What you been up to?
I have been working.
As usual.
Yeah, it's been really busy.
I know y'all probably tired of hearing us say that, because every time we get on here and talk about, oh, what you been up to?
Nothing.
Working.
I picked up a
second job. We don't do shit.
I know. We went to orientation today.
Doing what?
I'll tell you off air.
Oh, God.
She's an operator.
She got all these jobs. You swear she's Jamaican.
No, you have the voice of an operator. Right.
Well, that's what's up. So, what you gonna? How much are you gonna be working? Like a lot or no?
Nah, not a lot. Just a little part time thing. I just want to do it, and I just want to run up a little check real quick until after Christmas.
Gotcha.
So I did it, you know, right now.
Yeah.
So
it's perfect timing. Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense.
And people are like, you make good money. That's not the point.
Right. You can always have more.
I got good bills. 2 mouths to feed. You know what I'm saying? A whole fucking rent, goddamn car, every fucking thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Bills galore.
For real.
Yeah. So.
Ooh, child. We're going to talk about bills. But anyway. But anything else? But yeah, well, your birthday is coming up. It's on Saturday.
My birthday's coming up and I ain't doing shit.
You going to the spa?
Yeah, I'm going to the spa, guys.
I'm going to the spa.
Let me tell y'all, because I just told Kim, but let me tell y'all, my BTN family. So let me tell y'all how messed up my friends are. So I did tell them that I did not want to do anything for my birthday because I always do something every year. Or the last 2 years, they've surprised me. 2 years.
Has it been two?
Two.
Because yeah. It was a party and then...
In Savannah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last 2 years, they surprised me. And when I tell y'all, I was frazzled as hell because I hate surprises.
We woke her ass up out of her sleep last year.
Yeah, they did. My dog was so
scared. And packed her up. Get your shit, let's go, we're leaving. She was confused, had no idea what the fuck was going on.
I was not
We had the
out.
Cars packed up, we was ready to go. Let's go, we're hitting the road, come on, let's go.
Where was I?
I don't even know.
I don't know.
But we got up and packed her ass up and drove her ass down to Savannah.
I think I was in Florida.
You probably were.
Probably were.
Yeah.
You probably were.
So yeah, so they know I hate surprise. Because the thing is, just giving a background. Like, I feel like I'm always in control. I am. And I always do. But that's just my personality. Like, you know, like, just let me have that. It's okay. But they be feeling some type of way about it. I don't know. But anyway, so I told them I wasn't doing shit this year because, first of all, coronavirus is still fucking in town. And she ain't fucking leaving, it seemed like. And I didn't want to invite, like, I know more than 10 people. I didn't want to just invite 10 people to a restaurant. And then you got to wear all these masks. It's just too much. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to just relax. I'm going to go to the spa, whatever. So my friend Brittany, my soul sister, done booked the spa, you know, and all that or whatever. Cool. I text my friends and tell them, let's go out to eat afterwards. They were all assholes about it. C never responded, so I had
was
to,
working.
I had to, she wasn't working, she was working, but she saw it. I had to sidebar her, and this is how I know she saw it, because when I sidebar messaged her, she wrote, right back.
First of all, there's like 10 people in this group, and y'all be texting way too fast for me to keep up, and when y'all were texting, I was in a meeting. Like, I couldn't keep up. I couldn't be talking to my client in front of me on Zoom and then trying to read text messages at the same time when y'all text too damn fast. You know how many notifications I had from that text group?
How many?
A lot.
You and Sasha wrote back at the same time, like, oh, I'm working, but what's up? And then she's like, well, I don't know nothing. Because I'm like, well, what is John doing? Like, find out. She's like, oh, he hasn't told me anything. I don't know. Which I know she know, but she didn't want to tell me.
I have been cooped up in my room at my desk. So I don't know anything.
And then, you know, y'all know how it's bad when you know your friend be lying because they not no liar. And you can see and you can see on their facial expressions and you see right through their ass. Don't you think something up, Kim?
Something's up.
You think so?
Anybody told me nothing.
See? So ain't nothing going on.
But don't you feel that way?
But Kim also can't hold water, so.
Oh my God, right?
So.
I cannot hold water. I'm like the worst liar.
Wait, so you're the worst person to tell a secret to?
Okay, it depends on what the secret is.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay. Well, a surprise secret.
Well, actually, I'm a good person to tell the secret to because everybody I know, you don't know.
That's true. Them be the ones, though. You got to tell somebody. You tell the person who's not going to tell nobody that you know.
They're like, who's that? I'm like, no, just somebody.
Right. Don't worry. So, yeah, that's what's going on. But, yeah, shout out to... Ooh. Oh, and I'm going to take a picture in this dress that I got made. Ooh. We'll see how it comes out.
Look at you.
Fancy.
Custom made dresses and stuff. Meanwhile, fancy. I'm waiting for somewhere to wear this little $10 dress I bought from Walmart.
Oh, you trying to show that booty. Where are you going?
Nowhere. That's why I'm still hanging up.
You going to look rickety. And y'all been losing weight. Been in the gym. Been trying.
That too.
Look good.
I mean, not in the gym. Goddamn. Work outside.
I've been at the gym.
You always look good. So.
I've been at the gym. I just got to stay away from... My eating habits are what's hard.
I think that's for everybody. I think it's easy to work out, but it's hard. Well, you got to be in the mood too for that. But it's really hard, especially when you're hungry. You be like...
Right, but you know
your
what?
Eyelashes are popping. You went and got a feel.
Yes, I did go get a feel today.
Oh, okay, yeah, they look good.
I did because I didn't have damn eyelash on this side.
But that's because of that.
It was
like
hanging off. But
yeah,
I got a feel today. I'm very excited.
See your banner eyes.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel whole again.
Yes. All you need is some lip gloss and some lashes.
That's it.
That's it, and that's all. For real.
That is it.
Mm-hmm. But what else is new? Like me.
Shut up, girl.
You still look good, even being Rudolph.
Right? Okay, but now, what else is new? Oh, I'm about to learn how to box.
Okay, taking box classes? Groupon?
No, it's a friend of mine who's going to teach me.
Oh.
What the hell?
Box.
So that should be fun. I'll tell y'all how that goes once I get started.
You trained with this person before?
Mm-hmm. Y'all got me eating popcorn. I'm not supposed to be eating popcorn.
Did anybody put that popcorn in your mouth?
It's staring at me.
That bowl is like so.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Back to popcorn.
All right. Popcorn. Pop, 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 box, box, pop, box, popcorn.
Shut the fuck up. You get on my nerves.
I'm going to sip my wine on that one.
So let's shed some light up in this bitch then. Because y'all being a little shady right now. Let's shed some light, okay? So if y'all haven't heard, Governor Cuomo sending some help to Atlanta.
Yes.
In the form of Corona supplies and such. Because... Atlanta is ridiculous, as y'all heard last week. Cases are continuously rising. Niggas is out in swimming pools and nightclubs. So, I don't know what they thought was going to happen.
And I don't know what they thought either.
I don't understand.
Pissing me off, putting a damn pool in the middle of a damn compound. And not only that, they built it into the club.
Like, y'all really spent money on this. Y'all spent money to contaminate people.
They must gonna have another party there. I'm mad at this thunder.
Facts. Like, it really looks like a whole monsoon outside.
Yeah.
And this tree is like, it's holding on for dear life.
It's waving at us. Hello. But yeah, that was very nice to him.
It was. Good to see some positive things happening, even though this is a mess.
I wish he was.
After Governor Kemp, you saw him trying to throw shade at Keisha?
Yes. Because he don't want us to be on, because he don't care about us.
I'm just tired. You're I'm right? tired of politics.
Y'all want the next bottle? Or y'all
oh, we finished that bottle already?
I mean, almost. I saved
well,
it.
Well, damn.
I'm just so sick.
You got another one of those bottles?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is good. Kool-Aid. This is not wine.
It is not.
Listen, just because we don't drink that dry.
They got me in here drinking Kool-Aid, y'all. The alcohol content on this wine is
5%. Okay.
That is
Well, just nothing. Drink some more. Just drink some more. That's all.
Then you get all these extra calories because you got to drink 4 or 5 glasses to get a buzz.
That's true. But just drink another one then after that. Just drink another kind. So, yeah, that was very nice of him. I wish he would run for president and I would vote for him.
Maybe next time.
Maybe so. We're moving on to this bullshit Shane and shenanigans, child. So Tory Lanez done got arrested.
What did he get arrested for? I keep seeing the memes and I'm so confused. Like, so what happened?
So him, Megan, and Kylie Jenner, they were all on...
I remember seeing them together.
Together, and they were on Instagram Live and all that, whatever, right? So apparently she done got shot in her foot, and they saying that he did it or he had the gun or something. I don't know. Speculations. And he got arrested. She got took into the hospital. They got the bullet out. Now she's trying to recover. So now they doing all these memes basically saying
I seen Twitter going in talking about who shot Meg.
Yes.
The hot girl. I mean, what you call them? The hotties and the barbs is on the way and all that. Yeah. It's crazy. So I'm just like, well, Kylie, girl.
Because she ain't saying nothing. You know, Kylie, you know, she's trying like, to keep, whatever. She be trying to keep a low profile because people be coming for her.
Yeah, they do.
They don't let her have nothing. Mm-mm. Nothing. If she's involved, they about to drag her ass for no reason.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, they will.
So that's why she be trying to keep a little, you know, keep
her. I like Kylie, though.
Kylie seems okay.
She seems, yeah.
I ain't got no qualms with Kylie.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, first of all, speaking of Kylie Jenner, I know this is like a random sidebar. Did y'all know that Blac Chyna put out a song?
Yes.
No.
Bitch, did you see the video?
Wait, no. Is this recently?
But yes. She has a single out, like, rapping. Not I know even fucking. Lying. Not mm-hmm. even lying. And I watched the video the other day, and I was like, this can't be for real. But she's dead ass. Like, for real.
I refuse. I'm sorry.
I watched the video. I had to. I had to.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I couldn't.
Who's she signed to? Herself?
Child, I don't know. But she got a single. She got a video. She been promoting.
People get bored with their money and just do this type of dumb shit.
I was like, China girl.
I mean, if I had it, I would.
Girl, just keep your skincare line going, girl. And I just don't think it's right for her. Child, it sounds like somebody playing around. Like, it doesn't even sound...
Well, maybe it is a joke. Like,
no, she's serious about it.
She's very serious.
I cannot.
You gotta look it up.
So she wanna be a rapper?
I guess.
Okay.
It's definitely quite interesting. I was just like, okay. I was not expecting that. Like, all right. Where'd she come from?
That's crazy. Not at first.
Go ahead, China. Mm. I ain't got no qualms with China either. Y'all do what y'all do.
So what y'all think about Nick Cannon?
I am super upset about that. First of all, that's bae.
Really?
Let me tell you, okay?
What?
He has been bae since he was on all, you know, all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's been bae since then.
Really?
That's my celebrity crush. What are you talking about?
Well, this is what I wrote, and people had an actual problem with it.
Why do people have a problem with it? Who had a problem with it?
Let me tell you.
Oh.
I was like, people's true colors really come out.
Yes.
This is what I said. I said, we have got to stop flipping the script and saying, well, if a white person said, there are plenty of shows where white men express their bigotry with no issues or repercussions. Are their shows canceled? No. If we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything. We don't have to tread lightly with words anymore. Nick said what he said. He's smart. He'll bounce back with the help of people being behind him. We get penalized for speaking the truth, but it's okay for them. We should watch our words, but not them. People have the right to their opinion and their freedom of speech. What's the point of having your own podcast if you can't express yourself?
That's very true.
And so this girl writes me and says, you must be forgetting. It's some white bitch that I used to work with. Cussed her out and blocked her. You must be forgetting you have white in you. I said, oh, she's
what does that have to do with anything?
I'm sorry. Mind you,
bitch, did you? Who told you that, though? Who told you that? I never told you that. So where did you get that from?
But she even if you do.
Even if though, but
she
still.
Just assuming because you light skin.
I said, I mean, I'm really dark skin, so I cussed that bitch out. Cussed that bitch out and blocked her. Then this other girl wrote me and she was like, I'm sorry, but I don't agree with you. I said, okay, you didn't have to comment.
But he didn't, what did he say that was hateful? What did he say that
they call us animals all the time. I'm confused. They just want a target. They just don't want no black man to be successful.
That's or to speak his mind or have an opinion.
The simple fact that he has had this long relationship with Viacom.
Yep.
And then they were like, oh, nope,
they
nope.
They turned their back on him after he's made them, not millions, billions of dollars. That's a problem.
Yeah. It is.
Straight up. And like he said, they went on and said that he didn't even try to apologize. And he did multiple times.
Yeah.
And they shut him down. That's a problem.
Because please believe, if it was some old white man who said something crazy about somebody black, they wouldn't be having no problems. He would have apologized. And they were like, oh, we need to forgive him. We need to open our hearts. Right. And we need to come together.
Hello.
We need to band together. Like, exactly. No. I don't want to hear that. That's bullshit.
That's bullshit. Sorry. It's all bullshit.
Sorry.
It's crazy.
And it's okay, because somebody else is going to pick up his stuff. Nick's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Nobody's concerned about that. But it's the principle behind the matter. Like,
and you know what?
Nick don't even strike me as the type of person to say, he's not 50 Cent. He's not going to say something crazy.
Right. And he's a smart man.
And he's going to think about and choose his words wisely because of the type of person that he is.
Exactly.
I don't think that he would have said anything if he really didn't truly feel that way and he felt that it would have been deemed as hateful.
Yeah. And another takeaway, though, from this, I feel like, especially as black people, like, we need to own our own shit.
Facts.
His wilding out, just alone.
But he can take that somewhere else. He can still, like, he can, you know, if he were smart, and I'm sure he's got the money and other people can band together and do it with him, y'all can create your own fucking network.
Exactly.
Y'all don't need
BET them. Is not owned by black people.
No, it's owned by Viacom.
It's owned by, exactly. So, and that's the thing, like, it's just sad, but like, I really feel like we need to start a whole new fucking black network and that shit gonna boom.
Well, that's what Diddy was saying when he responded with Revolt. Yeah. Revolt TV is an all black owned business.
Yeah.
Why not bring your brand over there?
Yeah,
but then, maybe I'm wrong, but did they not say that Nick had like no rights to Wildin' Out whatsoever?
Yeah, that's what I that's
they messed
I said
up his
that.
Contract.
And
or
he said
like
he, wanted, he made them. I forgot.
So as part of his separation agreement, since y'all just gonna blacklist me.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Isn't that fucked up? That's why I said that. That's
this is why y'all need to make sure y'all own the rights to all your shit.
Yeah.
That's right.
This is why you need more black lawyers. So you can have black lawyers reading your contracts to make sure that they're not in here swindling you, because they will.
Did you hear about Migos?
No, what happened with them?
They're supposed to be suing
The label? For what?
It's suing the talent lawyer over excessive fees, conflicts of interest.
I'm sure. But that happens so much to these young, black, upcoming artists and rappers. They don't read their stuff. Or they don't understand it. Or they trust the people that they're working with and think that they're going to do the right thing for them. But this is why you need somebody that you know personally. That's an attorney that can read this stuff for you. We need more black entertainment lawyers. We need more black lawyers, period. Like, they need to be in these rooms with you and breaking the shit down for you to understand it. Because most lawyers don't. They just be like, oh, this is what it says, blah, 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 sign here. They're not going to go into detail and tell you exactly what the fuck it means. So, this, y'all, if this ain't an awakening.
That's what I'm saying. That's a big takeaway from it. Because it's crazy.
So, yeah.
I hate that for him.
I know, that sucks.
But he gonna bounce back. Because it's crazy. It really is crazy.
Mm-mm. So what's next? We said bullshit, shade, and shenanigans. Oh, okay. So this question that's been going around. So a man proposes to his woman with a receipt for $70,000 in student loan debt being paid in full in place of a ring. She thanks him but says she still requires a ring before getting married. What is she? A, unreasonable. B, ungrateful. C, smart. Or D, dumb.
I feel like...
Cue the Jeopardy music.
My thing is... I should have had my drums. I personally feel like when they put she requires, that's what made people be like, you can't, you know, especially the man. How you gonna require you being ungrateful? Da, da. It's not that. But at the end of the day, I feel like that was out of his own heart. He loves this woman. You're marrying her. You did that. That's fine. But at the end of the day, she still want a ring to put on and wear to show she's married. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
If anything, I feel like maybe he could have consulted with her before doing that to see what she would like. Like, don't just make decisions and then say, oh, you're ungrateful because I did all this. And I mean, that's definitely something to be grateful for. But that, I mean, you can't get the ring later.
That's what I'm saying. She didn't have to have it right then and there. But like, if she wanted a ring later before y'all got married or you to put it on, it said propose. And it said... Married.
I mean, I'll take the student loan debt because, listen, the way marriages operate these days, that ring ain't going to be worth shit, but my student loan debts will be paid and I will be debt free.
That's true. But that's what I said. He proposed with the damn thing. Shit, thank you. Propose to me. And when we get down in our child, because it's going to take about a year maybe to plan a wedding. You paying student debt loans. Y'all got money.
Right.
Obviously.
It might take longer than that. You done spent $70,000 on student loan debt. But I mean, maybe not. Because maybe he got it like that. If you could just bust out your pocket $70,000.
And she'll get her ring when they get married.
That's what I'm saying. But people was just like, ah, it's not great. So many people out here like this. It's just like,
people be finding anything to be mad at.
My cousin saw that question and she replied that, why can't I have my student loans paid and have my ring? It's called being smart. Because if I'm going to settle with you before we're even married, that means that I'm going to be settling with you our entire marriage and possibly into divorce. So if I can't get what I want up front, why do I need to be with you?
Well, she got a point.
That is very true.
That's what made me go,
things true. That make you go, Because that's very, 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 that's a good point.
That is a good point.
You got to set the expectation. And that's one thing, too. Like, don't be out here with these grand-ass gestures if that's not something that you're going to be able to maintain.
Right.
Facts. Don't do shit like that. Because it's not cool. You giving people false hope.
Yeah.
You know?
That is true. It's so funny because, you know, from our last podcast, we were talking about horoscopes and stuff like that. Well, the one before last, because when y'all hear this, it won't be the last. But so many people had hit me up a little bit on social media and was saying how Virgo men are very toxic. I know this is off topic, but, like, it just came to my head, and so I had to speak on it and do a little recap. And they were saying that Virgo men are very toxic. And what else? Sagittarius are the best. So far, that is true.
I'm married to one.
I was about to say, I've never dealt with a Sagittarius man, nor have I been involved with any Virgo man.
I haven't been involved with a Virgo man, but I've heard that they have the best penis, and I've heard that they're very toxic. And
toxic in what way, though?
Like, they have the best dick, and it's the devil dick, and they're devil dick motherfuckers.
That's Aries.
Aries are just assholes.
I'm an Aries. Come on.
Aries are.
Aries men are different.
Aries, I'm sorry.
No, remember when we talked about this? Aries, and you told me she was an Aries, and I said, I swear to God, I would never believe that.
She was like, no, she's not.
I was like, no. She is. Every Aries I've ever met, swear, and most people can say this, are fucking assholes. Well, you are sweetheart.
Because you haven't got on my bad side yet.
Now the truth comes out, guys.
Go to Florida. They're going to tell you, Kim, oh, God, we can't stand her. She's an asshole.
Well. Okay, so, well, there we have it. Aries are definitely assholes.
But I'm a cuss also. I'm Pisces Aries.
Oh, well, that's why.
I'm the first day of an Aries.
Oh, well, that's why. Yeah, you're right there. So, you're
I'm sensitive.
Okay, about your shit.
I am.
Okay. Okay, so that makes sense. Yes. No wonder I felt the way I felt. Okay. All right, yeah, so that's just shining light. Keep sending y'all stuff in and DMing me in or whatever to talk about y'all horoscope stuff because it's real. I like what y'all be saying. And I be wanting to know, like, if I ever done mess with somebody or if I mess with somebody. Anyway.
This is a random question. Would you make it a point to, like, purposely... Well, I mean, this doesn't apply to you because you're married. But if you weren't, would you make it a point to, like, try to date a guy in every zodiac sign to see if you can, like, pinpoint differences and see what the differences are between them personality-wise?
I never thought about it. Like, I don't like people that much, so probably not. But that's really cool.
I guess.
I'm just into energy, so if the energy is right, it don't really matter, like, what their zodiac sign is. Yeah. If the energy is right. However, a Gemini man, an Aries man, would never, ever, 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 ever try those again. Toxic for me as an Aries woman. Toxic.
Okay. I could see that with Aries. I don't know how my best friend does it because she's an Aries, her husband's an Aries, and her child is also an Aries. She had a house full of Aries people.
A whole bunch of nonchalant ass people. Okay.
I'm just like, all right. It's a lot going on over there.
What? I didn't even put me having
this. Where you get chips from?
You want some?
No.
You just walked out, came back with chips.
Where you get chips from? But yeah.
So would you do it?
I would. You know I would. I know. I asked the question. Yeah. I was just wanting to see if I was alone in that.
I just feel like you would be like, oh, I'm over it.
I would. I'm always over everything. My attention span. I don't know.
And you're horrible at texting, so.
I am.
You text back when you want to.
Weeks later. No, I'm not.
She's worse than I am.
I am not. I get distracted.
No, you are worse.
I get distracted.
Look, I'm like, yeah, you are worried. No, every time I text Kim, we have a conversation.
I get distracted, okay? I be doing
other stuff. I know how to text back. My phone is always here.
My phone is too.
Hers is too. That's the bad thing.
My phone is too, but I get distracted. Or, like, I'll be doing something else, and then I'll... Because most of the time when I'm texting y'all, if I go back, like, to text you again, I'll be like, ooh, damn, I never sent that message. Like, the message would literally be sitting.
And she'll say that. I thought I sent that. Did you?
My bad. But y'all love me, though.
All right. Well, getting into the topic today. So, we're doing a part two. We posed the question last week of... Can you fall back in love with someone who broke your heart? And I asked this question on social media. A ton of people.
Right, you got hella comments on that post.
Yeah, reached out. I got like 57 comments.
I ain't never seen people talk that much on Facebook. Shit.
Yeah, about this. So we wanted to have another roundtable discussion. Not like Jada with the entanglement, but
entanglement is the word of the summer, okay? Everything is an entanglement. Everything.
And I don't agree with nothing that nobody's saying about Jada. I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
Let's talk about it.
Okay, so the situation that everyone is saying that she cheated. No, she didn't.
They were separated.
They were separated. How are you saying, like, how can you even say?
Because it's a double standard. I don't give a fuck. If she was a man and they were like, oh, we wasn't together. We was on break. Nigga, what?
But he said out his own. Okay, but the man, Will said it out his own mouth. He was like, his exact words, I was done with your ass. Did he not say that?
So that gives me free reign and fair game to do what and whoever the fuck I please.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly.
They were separated.
They weren't together.
They weren't together.
That was a mutual understanding.
I thought people were saying she cheated.
Yes.
I thought people were just saying.
People were saying that she preyed on August and that type of thing too. But I'm like, he's an adult. Okay. I don't care what you... It may not have... That was not her intention, I'm sure. Was not like, oh, y'all brought this young man into my house. He's troubled. Let me sit on his dick real quick.
She was vulnerable.
Right. Exactly. She was going through something.
She was missing all of that.
She was going through something. He was going through something. They gravitated to one another. I don't feel like it was predatory in any way. And for y'all to slander her name like that is trash.
It is trash.
Yeah.
Y'all just don't like the idea.
Right. I know that's, and then people are upset because how young he was. Okay, if it was
the other way around and he was a man and he had some cute little hot young thing who was of age, it wouldn't have been a problem.
Right.
It's not like August is underage. He's grown.
Right. He got her that young dick.
And he's not an ugly man at all, so.
Ooh. August seems very sweet.
Probably at the end of the day, her and Will was separated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the bottom line.
I feel like they should have just not came to the table.
Yeah, let everybody
know. Because it was rushed to be like, okay, let's do this. We better get hella money off this. Let's do this shit.
Because they really still didn't say.
Because they didn't. That's what I'm saying. And I just feel like it was just like, okay, he spoke, so we got to speak. Because they making rumors, so let's just kind of set the bar a little bit and just leave it at that.
I feel like they should have brought August to the table, too.
Well, remember, he ain't talking to her, though. He said, no, him no more. He's hurt.
August should have brought his ass to
the table. Something that happened 4 or 5 years
ago. Okay, and you talking about it.
But you know, but the only reason why he's talking about it is because his album dropped.
Facts.
Right? That's what it's all about.
And then I listened to the album.
Right? It's the rich people problem shit.
I wasn't happy with the album. I was very disappointed.
A lot of people weren't.
I wasn't very happy with it.
I was listening to it.
I didn't either. I was hoping that it was going to be better because I really like August's music. Like when he first came out.
My hug club. What's up? Let's take a trip.
I really like August. But, yeah. Oh, well.
Poor August. But, you know, he'll be okay. Life goes on.
It does. It does.
Okay.
So, back to the topic at hand.
Okay, yeah. So, can you fall back in love with someone who broke your heart? So I'm going to just read some of these. I'm going to skim through them. Somebody said, nope, I tried. I didn't trust shit afterwards. So I was forcing myself to try. And I just realized and accepted that. And I walked away. Then somebody else wrote, I don't think it's possible. Somebody else said, no, everything they do and say is took as a joke. And you laugh uncontrollably and say, boy, shut the fuck up. Then somebody said,
my kind of petty.
Yep, and I'm married to him. Then somebody said, hell nah, because the shit will always be tainted.
Hell nah.
Somebody said, at one point in my life, I believe this could happen. But nowadays, I feel like there is a point of no return. And once you start basically dropping the ball, you're lowering your standards. And then you look in the mirror and you see a stranger.
And I get where they were trying to go.
Yeah, right. I get it. Somebody said, yep, but not immediately after. And then I said, well, you mean like maybe give it some years for growth? She said, yes. Somebody said, yes, I think that you can. It takes a lot of maturity, growth, and understanding. It's very difficult, but very much so possible. I used to think it wasn't because as I became wiser, I see that people make mistakes and sometimes deserve a second chance. It has to be mutual. I'm much wiser now, and I don't want to rekindle with anyone from my past, but that does not believe I can't love them again. It's possible, then somebody else wrote, it's possible if both parties are mature and take accountability. My current relationship has been tested due to the inconsistencies and lack of trust. We sat down, talked it out, and set expectations moving forward. It's important you have a strong foundation in order to move forward. You literally have to be friends first in order for your relationship to work. And then Ma wrote, hell nah, and Ty called her out, as you saw. Somebody said, yep, and then somebody else said, yes, but forgiveness only comes once their actions are changed. And I asked them, so how long did you wait around for the actions to change? She said, I didn't wait for it. Once he changed his actions, I gave him attention. There was no waiting around. Somebody else said, yes, it's very possible. It just depends on the person. Everyone is different. A lot of people lose out on their soulmates because of a mistake or situation that could be fixed, all because of their pride. Love is an addictive drug. Sometimes people can't fight it. So it just depends on the person. Your life and your happiness is what matters to you. So if forgiving someone that hurts you makes you happy, then no one else should judge you for that. And that's just my take on it. So it's a lot more, but you know, those are just some real good ones that, I peeked down and saw. And of course, like I said, we have Kim here today to touch on the topic. I think a lot of times people don't really understand. She's married and I've been married. We've all been in relationships here. Been in love. I've only been in love one time. Yeah, but I feel like love is a beautiful thing if it's done right. And when I say done right, I don't mean perfect, because nothing is perfect. If it was perfect, it wouldn't be real, and I say that all the time. But it takes a lot to love somebody.
That's right.
I mean, because when you love somebody, I'm talking about you loving. And that's what's wrong with this generation, like, especially being married. Like, it says for better or for worse, in sickness and in health. For better or for worse, meaning the worst thing you could ever imagine happening to y'all. Are you going to still love them through that? You know how powerful that shit is?
It is.
I mean, you really got to think about that.
Yep.
Because people do it just for show. People just nowadays do it for social media. People do it now. Oh, I got this. I got that. Nobody, they're not happy. They're not in love. Because when you love somebody, like I said,
when you genuinely love somebody, though, it makes it easier to stick through the bullshit. Yeah. Like, it's not saying that dealing with bullshit is easy. But you're less willing to just say fuck it. Right. Yeah. Because you actually, like, deeply love this person. So you're going to work at it. You're going to put in that effort. You're going to compromise. You're going to do all of that. Whereas if it's, like, a surface level type thing, you're like, oh, I love them. Or at least I thought I did. And then now it's like, okay, look, I can't. Like, you kind of.
It's easy to let go.
Right.
Easier.
It's easier.
And a lot of times people love the idea of you. But not who you really are, or what you have, or what you can do for them, or just the comfort that you give them, because they don't want to be alone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother different situation or topic to talk about. But I think you really have to know when someone's for you. Like, it has to be tested.
Yep.
And that's marriage.
Yeah.
I don't want to get married.
Yes, you do, because you always... I know you lying. Y'all... Child.
That's a topic for another day.
Y'all want to get married now, babe? Girl, drink that wine.
Y'all know my patience is so thin. Like, I get so frustrated, and I just like, all right, I don't talk about this no more. Like, I just be ready to move on. Like, can we move past this, like, for real, for real? Like, I get frustrated.
And sometimes the other person may not be ready to move past that.
So right. So you have to dwell on it. Or at least that's what it feels like to me. But you know. It is what it is. So, Kim.
What's up?
What is your take on all of this? What do you think? Like, I personally, we gave our and I think it was very straight to the point. That episode was real quick and short because we was like, nah, I'm not. Like, I don't see myself.
I think because for me, like, I feel like with me, I give more than 50,000%. I go too much over and beyond, you know what I'm saying? I bend over backwards. I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna do whatever it takes. And I feel like it depends on the type of hurt that you cause me, because it can be something that you've done and it hurt me or whatever, and I'm like, okay, we can get past this. But if it gets to a point where it's like it's no return, because there's like literally you have crushed me for no reason, then what the fuck? And for me, like, it's easy for me to shut a door, be hurt on this side of the door, and you never fucking know, and you and me going by my fucking business.
Girl.
Yeah.
Let's go through Storyland, okay? Let's tell a story, okay? So, I have been married now for 6 years. And my spouse and I, we've been together a total... We even include the breakup, okay? Mm-hmm. A total of 14 years. We've been consistently together now for about what? I don't know. It's too many. It's a lot of time. It's too much. So basically, it was like you said. When he and I first started dating, I was 20 years old. He was 21. So he was at that stage where he's able to drink now. Mm-hmm. He's partying. Mm-hmm. He's able to do whatever he wants to do. And I literally... had just turned 20. I was like basically 19 in my brain still when I met him. And so in my head, I'm like, oh my God, he's a great guy. He was like a little bit dangerous. You know, you a teenager. Oh, he dangerous. He got that edge, you know what I'm saying? Like, he smoked weed too? Oh, okay.
I'm winning.
And he got his own car and he got a job. Okay. Right. So, you know, I really fell like head over heels for him.
Yeah.
But because I was so head over heels, like you said, I was doing whatever you call me, mm-hmm. I'm there. Mm-hmm. You want to go somewhere? I'm there. Let's do this. Let's do that.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realize was that I was doing so much so quick and involved in this relationship, he felt like he couldn't breathe. Mm-hmm. But because I was so good to him, he didn't want to hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. So there were times where I would call, hey, I'm not doing nothing. Can I come over? Nah, I'm chilling with my friends. I come too, you know. It's like I was always there, so clingy because I was so excited about him.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, but it was overwhelming for him. But he never said anything to me.
This is why communication is so important.
But again,
you're young.
You
live and you learn, though.
He's a man, you know what I'm saying? And so next, you know, I'm over here trying to get ready, you know, for, I hate to put him out there like that, but it was my birthday coming up, and I'm all excited about my birthday, and we're talking, and all of a sudden he says, yo, I can't do this no more. Can't do what? What's wrong?
Right. Because now I'm like, blindsided.
I had no clue what was going on.
Right.
And this is like a couple days before my birthday. And then all of a sudden, he's like, I can't do this no more. Like, you're breaking up with me? And he straight was like, I can't do this no more. And like, hung up the phone. I'm lost. I didn't know what was going on. Yeah. So, of course, I was hurt because I was so in love and everything was so right.
And then
right.
You just blindsided me like, what did I do?
And it was just over. Right. You know, and then he did come and pick me up for my birthday. He got me a gift and everything.
So then it's confusing a little bit.
It was real confusing, right. You know. And so then he would go and he stopped talking to me. And I'm literally, oh, God, y'all, I told you I was in love, okay? And I was young, dumb, and stupid. I am calling. Right. I'm crying on the phone. I'm driving past his house. Mm-hmm. I'm doing everything.
Right?
Everything. And then next thing I know, I thought he had a girlfriend.
You got a girlfriend?
I'm still in love with you. Right. Why do you have a girlfriend? Right. What's going on?
That's a crime.
A girlfriend? Who is she? You said you didn't want no girlfriend.
You broke up with me for this bitch.
Right. Who was it? Who is she?
So now I gotta kill both of y'all.
Right.
We all gotta die.
So we literally broke up for like, we didn't talk for like a good year. And the reason why we didn't talk for a good year, because I was young, dumb, and stupid. I was still calling.
Yeah.
And one day I happened to call and his girlfriend picked up. And I was like, oh, this is real. Like, he is, like, legit. And, like, I was dating another guy at a time. We weren't a couple. I was dating him. And we happened to go to his homeboy's house. And whose car is next door?
Oh, shit. Oh, it's a small world.
He happened to move in with this other girl. I'm like, they're in a relationship for real. Oh. And listen, and the guy I'm talking to, what you crying about?
Right.
I can't tell him why I'm crying. Right. I can't tell him why I'm crying, you know?
Oh, wow.
But yeah, make a long story short, though, we did go a couple years, and then, you know, it happened. My 23rd birthday came around, and we had a club, and who walks in the door?
My mom. Really?
He came in, and we were talking and everything, and he was just like, we had a moment, and this is what really made me decide that this could possibly work, because I was heartbroken. Once I found out everything that went on, and he finally had that conversation. We're sitting in his neighbor's driveway. Why are we in his neighbor's driveway? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after the club, he came in. We started talking. We decided to hang out. And he legit told me. He was like, my girlfriend and I broke up. And the reason why we broke up is because I'm still in love with you. I still love you. At that moment, I'm over playing hard and stuff. Okay, whatever. I don't want to hear this. When I tell you I got out that damn subdivision and I was crying. Moment, you know, we had to grow, you know, we had to separate, we had to find each other again, and it was just at that very moment where I realized that, you know what, maybe I can, because this is not the same person who I was dealing with a few years ago. This person's actually communicating with me his feelings. He never did that before.
Yeah.
But when I tell you, like, right now to this day, we can talk about anything, and we have been through some good, bad, and ugly, and baby, divorce was on the table at one point.
Yeah.
But because we're able to communicate.
Right.
That communication and that understanding. And most importantly, so, you know, they always say communication is key. That comprehension of what we need.
Ooh, Jesus. That's a whole word.
Comprehension.
It goes beyond communication.
Right. It's you have to genuinely understand.
Hear me. And let me hear you.
Right.
And let's be together with this so that we have an understanding. Because you can communicate and go in one ear and out the other.
Right.
But are we here together? Are we understanding the words that are coming out of each other's mouths?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's deep.
So as far as I'm concerned, with that whole situation, you have to, like you said, you have to go through some shit.
Yeah.
If you don't go through shit.
But you know what I heard in that whole story?
What? What did you hear, girl?
Love is the underlying factor in all of that.
Yes.
Definitely. The two of you absolutely, like, y'all, me hearing that says that y'all were meant to be together. For y'all to go that long and not talk to each other and the drama and all of that, all of it. And then y'all just miraculously, like, this is a fucking BET romantic comedy.
Cinderella! Right. Oh, wait,
mind you, that night at the club, I was not thinking about him at this point anymore.
Right.
And like when his homeboys and I, we were still cool. Like he would come to all my birthday parties after that. We hang out.
But
chill.
He's not top of mind.
But he was not top of mind. So I happened to tell his homeboy, hey, yo, I'm going out to this club in Orlando. It was called Antigua. I'm chilling. Come through. Yeah. And when he came through, and he come, a bitch was stunned. This is how you know I'm old, okay? I have my Nouveau.
Yes.
My little pink Nouveau champagne. I'm looking, I'm like, and the bitch Nouveau was fine that night too. You hear me?
Fine. Still fine.
And so, you know, I'm over there and I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? Thanks for coming, you know.
All right.
The rest was history.
Real boss shit. Like, mm-hmm.
The shoulder, the one shoulder.
Right.
But that's what I hear. Like, I hear the fact that it's like y'all, you had to go through that, but that doesn't mean that y'all stopped loving each other.
Right.
And it's just like fate brought y'all back together because that's where you were supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I feel like when you really love somebody like that, it's like I said, it's easier for you to get through that. But comprehension is also key, because there are plenty of people that really love each other like that and will do anything for each other, but they don't understand each other.
Yeah.
So if you can't break through that level of understanding, how are you going to communicate and effectively solve anything if you're not listening to each other for real? Like, I can hear what you're saying.
Yep.
But if it doesn't make sense to me, I don't understand it, and I can't put your actions or what you're asking me to do into words, and I can't make it make sense or break it down to a point where I'm like, okay, I can do that.
Right.
If y'all can't
get to that. Or this is what you're wanting from me.
Right. If you can't get to that point, then I don't see how that could possibly work. Mm-hmm. So it's a number of things.
Like, some people just aren't willing, and you need to know that, though.
Yeah. Right.
You need to know the difference.
You do.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody can communicate all day, but if they're not willing, because it's a two-way street, then that's what people don't understand. So you can love somebody to their dirty, fucking, pissy-ass draws.
Right.
But if it's not a two-way street and it's not reciprocated, let it go.
It's the truth, though, because, and it's like, if someone's telling you exactly what they want, and you're continuing to go through those old habits, and you're not trying to change nothing, like, what are you doing? Like, you're just setting yourself up for failure, and you're wasting time at that point.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's very true. Ooh, child. Mm-hmm. So what advice would you give to someone who has had their heart broken and wants to consider rekindling something with somebody who broke their heart?
Be open and honest. That's all you can do. Just be open about your feelings, your honesty, and kind of weigh the entire situation. What did they change from before? Because that's still that same person on that corner. Because again, like I said, that bad boy image that I loved before, that's what I was initially attracted to because I was young, dumb, and stupid.
Right.
Now, if I were to go back and see him in that same thing, he hasn't changed. He's not growing.
Right.
He's not trying to do better for himself. We're not compatible at this point. Mm-hmm. So why would I really want to be with that person?
Right.
So you have to really ask yourself, this person who they are today, is that someone who you can see yourself growing with? Because you're not going to be the same person today that you are in 5 years. Exactly. And if you are, shame on you.
Right. Because somebody should always add value to your life. Exactly. And if they're here, you could pull them here. And if they're here, they could pull you here. It should
always be equal. Level, it shouldn't be one-sided. Like, you can't be like, you know, like you're elevating and then you're trying to get them to elevate too. But it's like either they're stuck or they don't want to or they don't see it or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be willing to do it for each other. Not to say that y'all are going to be on top of your game. Each person's going to be on top of their game all the time.
But they need to be willing and trying.
Right.
And another thing, stop falling in love with potential.
Ooh, child.
Say it again.
Stop falling in fucking love with potential. That's one thing that I had to learn as well, dealing with my Gemini and my Aries. The potential. Mm-hmm. Oh, but they have the potential to be so great. They have no, baby. Mm-hmm. What are they doing? Exactly. Who they are is who they're going to be.
Let me write this on Facebook.
Because it's the truth. Because at the end of the day, you keep seeing all this potential, and yet you over here wasting 10 years on potential because of what they could do. No.
When somebody else is doing it.
Right. What are they trying to do? What are they doing? Okay, yeah, they have potential.
But are they using it? Do they see it?
Do they want to see it?
Do they want to use it?
You got to keep pushing them. You know, hey, you know, you're really good at this. Here, try this. Really good at that. Try that. No. If they don't want to do something, they don't want to do it.
And we at a point in life where that shouldn't even
Anybody got time for all that.
Anybody got time for that? Ain't nobody got time.
For real.
Anybody got time for that?
I mean, I got some more, but
Come on with it.
Girl, we got nothing but wine and time.
We can take a break. We come back. Chill.
But, I mean, it's the truth, though. It's like people, they just fall in love with, and I don't like the women with the list.
With the what?
The list of things that they want.
Yes. He has to have this. He has to have that.
They check in.
Wait, do women really do that?
Some people really do.
Yes. I know you're lying.
No,
some people really do.
No, like, for real.
Some people really do. And they're like, he doesn't meet this criteria. I can't talk to him. Sorry.
But it's like, bitch, you
nobody's perfect.
Bitch, you don't meet the criteria that you set for that. Come on now, really?
Or people keep trying to get this all Sierra and
Russell.
Yeah.
I mean.
But you know what, though? But
the Sierra and Russell may not look like Sierra and Russell for you.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it could be Sierra and Russell for you, but it's not going to look the same way. No. It's not going to appear the same. It's not going to be the same
people
quality.
People want people that are perfect.
There's no such thing. Because guess what? Once you're in that relationship, that perfect, that I'm sorry. I honestly feel this way. I'm sorry, people. Super sorry. But I really feel like the first year you're with somebody is all a facade. I really do.
Yeah, because they're trying to impress you.
They're impressing you.
I agree.
They're trying to impress you.
And because once y'all move in together and all of a sudden
everything changes,
you know, or you go when visit
people get
them.
Not even when you go, it's like when people get comfortable.
Uh-huh. Yes,
that's when things start to change. Like they've settled in, everything's good, they feel like it's gravy, we're good. So now they get to really just be whoever it is that they mm-hmm. normally are, and mm-hmm. they're not, because you know, when you first start dating somebody, what do? Like you primp and prep and make sure everything is perfect, yep. and you mm-hmm. you look good, you smell good, this, yep. this, like you do all of that, and
I
then
still get this vagina wet. So.
Mm-hmm. Where you go,
girl? Hey, yo,
I got an appointment on 12.
Listen,
girl, I'll come.
Okay,
but you her. Do. I'm not Sorry. Going.
She's not going. I've been trying
We're
to get her.
We're dragging her.
When I tell you that thing be feeling so plush, so soft, I'm it will scared. Make a man fall in love with you again, or a woman, wherever you went, baby. It's your thing.
We dragging her.
I love it. I
That's
I
not, y'all love to derail the myself. Whole. Part. We gonna take
I'm
a break.
Sorry.
We gonna
Sorry.
Take a break. And Sorry, we gonna come back.
We're back, guys. Child, we could be all night. We could be all night talking about the pajajays. But anyway, we're off of
Listen.
That.
We're not talking about that. I even forgot okay. what the hell we was really talking about. Because y'all on sidebar.
Well, yeah, because we were real deep in conversation. And then you said something to make me.
I don't even remember what I said.
Say what I said. I don't remember either.
Oh, well.
Well.
We're here now.
We're here.
So, let me pose a question.
Pose a question.
What is there a, like, what am I trying to say? Is there a ideal, like, for you, like, okay, this is a deal breaker. Like, I loved you through any and everything, but this is what I cannot deal with.
I ain't gonna lie to you. The thing that I said I couldn't deal with, I dealt with. So, now I want to put, like, that part of our business out there.
I mean, you ain't got to. But, I mean, that says a lot. Like, you said that I wasn't going to deal with this. But you did.
I did. I dealt with it. You know, again, it's all a part of loving someone. Okay, my grandmother said this. I'm about to go through grandma tales, okay? My grandmother always said, if it don't mess up my house, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know nothing. But the minute that my house is disrupted or disturbed any type of way, we got a problem. Mm-hmm. So when my husband and I had our situation, I thought about that. And I looked around my beautiful house. I thought about my nice luxury car that I drive. I thought about the love that we do have, our beautiful daughter, the stability. And I'm like, you know what? That's little. In comparison to everything else.
Yeah.
Okay. That's facts. That's real.
But everybody's not built like that.
No, everybody's not.
See, for me, the thing that I said that I would not do it, I ain't deal with that shit. And it's, but our is totally different though. Ours was based on, it started off how it finished. Like, I knew, you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
How it started is how it ended. How it started is how, okay.
It started with some bullshit and it ended with some
like,
bullshit.
Yeah, like, it was seriously, like, it was bad. So, you know, it is what it is. But I stayed with it and stuck through it, even in the midst of me saying that I would not deal with that. And then it was just like, mm-mm. Nope. You had a baby. Uh-uh.
Okay. All right. Let me backtrack what I just said.
Nope.
Nope. Let me just backtrack.
So now you see.
Okay. So, okay. There is that one.
Uh-huh.
There is that one. That is the only thing.
Yeah.
Because now
that's a constant
because
reminder.
Because even when I try.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Every time you bring this little child around.
And I want to kick that
up. You know.
And it's innocent. Because I did. It flew across over there where the mama was. And I was like, okay, I gotta.
You and your baby.
Let me tell y'all something, okay?
Get the fuck.
So my sister went through that.
ASAP.
Not only did he have one, he had two outside of the relationship. And there was a situation where the little baby girl was over there and she looked at her and she pushed her the last down. She didn't do it on purpose. It was just like, this is what, because she wanted a baby. You know what I'm saying? And you went out there, had not one, but two.
It's personal.
It's personal. You know, she picked a little girl up, and she said sorry.
I didn't do that.
You didn't do that?
I think it was like...
Did you just push my baby down?
I thought about it.
Shit. I think it was like a week old.
Oh, you popped the baby.
No, I didn't pop it. I didn't hit it. Shit.
The car seat, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. She didn't kick the baby car seat.
I wanted to. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That counts as a reminder. I retract my statement. There is that one.
That's a big one.
It is.
That is a big one. I'm sorry. But.
And my even though I'm fine.
And guess what? Till the day they died.
My grandparents did too. I think too. Matter of fact, he's in high school.
I can't, Jesus. But y'all know I'm so disconnected anyway. Like, it don't take much for me to be like, all right.
That's me. I'm like, thank you! Bingo! I did it because I was over here anyway, but thank you! Now I can go over here until I get tired.
Like, it don't take much for me to mentally check out like that anyway. Mm-hmm. So, like, major shit like that, I just be like, all right, I'm not going to fight you. I'm not.
But my thing is,
that's hurt, though.
Why do you think I'm going to stay around for that, too?
Right. Like, ask me. You don't want to argue the house together?
Excuse me. Wait, all.
Who's all? Who's in this house together? Who?
Oh, no.
The audacity.
He wanted y'all be sister wives?
Oh, nah.
Ain't no way.
Chris Brown on that ass. Ain't no way. What? That's disrespectful.
That motherfucker is just...
I bet you he posed that question to her and she'd be like, well, I mean, if we all can be together and happy... Girl, bitch, you lying.
Oh, stupid ass.
Stupid.
We'll do anything.
Unless y'all like on some for real sister wife shit. Like, no.
Okay,
like,
what exactly is a sister wife? I'm sorry.
You expect me to just let you to trample all over my feelings, emotionally involved deceit and lies and all this shit, and be like, oh, we can just be one big happy family. Fuck you, her, and that baby.
Everyone over there?
We're not doing that. No.
Not at all.
And I'm just supposed to suck
no
it
ham,
up.
No ham, no turkey, no dressing, no greens, no collards, no motherfucking
green. None of that.
Yams, potatoes, tomatoes, greens, beans. None of that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So yeah, again, that is that one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
See, it could even gotta take me to get to that point, because child, I really feel like something.
And it's sad because I got a question. This is serious because I actually had a friend to go through this. Tell me what y'all would do. Had a friend. She was married. Good guy. Real cool. He was the bro. She went to work. They had just had a new baby. She already had two kids and then together. I mean, he had one outside, and then together they had three. He just had the last one, the new baby. She just had the baby and went back to work after her little 8 weeks. Her mother goes to check on the baby. He's in their house having sex with a man.
Okay, so there's another one I just want to tolerate. I can't. I'm sorry.
So that's what I want.
Okay, dang. Okay, so now you bringing out things I never, because okay, you know when you know your man, you know your spouse, right? So you know. Well, then again,
you don't know these.
Okay,
days.
Let me back up. They've been dating.
I feel like
15 years, and they've been married for 8 years, and this just happened.
That's another one. That's a deep hurt, and then it's like I think that puts you in a real fucked up place too, because it's like you don't want to be that person that's like homophobic,
right?
Or like, you know, like you don't want to put them down, or you don't want to like make them feel bad about themselves. But like, as a woman, like that is some fucked up shit. Like, damn. But think about it when the shoe's on the other foot, because what's the first thing a nigga gonna say? Oh, you couldn't fuck your woman, left you for a bitch, right? Same thing. But when the shoe's on the other foot.
But they be going, oh, well, you know, say, if you get down like that, how about the three of us? You know, it's right. It's almost more acceptable for a women. Woman yes. to have an affair with that's another what, woman.
That was my point. Like, that hurt is different. It's not the same.
But then again, sometimes hurt is hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you never know. It depends on the person.
It that does. Is true.
So, and she's very hurt. But she said that she going to stay with her husband.
And, I commend her for that.
Yeah, and they and he gonna just like do him on the side.
Okay, wait, not to laugh about it, because you know.
Sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
Not to laugh about it, but. So okay, well here's the other
so
thing.
So he's gonna.
Is he gonna be monogamous with that other man?
Yeah, like he said he just want head from him.
But that one was y'all. That, I'm gonna say that one was y'all was yeah, doing. Was you fucking. Got caught.
Because the mama said the ass, the dick was an ass. She so and the baby yeah. and that baby had a snotty little nose crying on the floor. Sorry, I'm in the
wait, what?
So the baby nose was snotty on the floor crying.
So wait, the baby was in the room while these two men.
They was on the couch downstairs. Oh. And they didn't even hear their mama.
Come in.
Because the mama had came in.
Where was the baby at?
Where's the baby at?
The baby was on the floor with a snotty nose.
Wait, with them?
In the living room, yeah.
But
and it was in the asshole. So when he told her that he just gonna get head from.
So you lying? So you done went all the way already.
So her husband was bent over. Was yeah. he the bottom?
Yep.
So her husband.
No. I don't know. I don't know that part. But I just know it was the dick was in the hole. And the baby was on the floor
with a snotty nose.
And basically, she said, he said, basically, this particular person was like kept trying him type shit, and he wanted to try it out, and he gave in.
Well, why did? Okay, so again, that goes back to
communication, and understanding.
Like, because sometimes people do have certain type of needs. Okay. I'll be the first one to admit it. I have some needs every now and again. I've expressed it to my husband, but he knows about it.
But you have to be able to have those conversations. And if you don't feel comfortable having those conversations with your partner, then that's a sign of an underlying issue.
So you don't really trust. Why are you with that person?
Yeah. Right. You don't trust them
yeah.
enough to be able to communicate
be open.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm,
child. So she said she gonna stick with him, and he said he's just gonna get hit from the man.
And if she believed that, she would
be. But I feel like that baby knows it's going to still be snotty, and they still going to be doing it.
Somebody find that baby some Mucinex.
I don't think they going to find it because they was the little thing, yeah. I don't think they going to find it. The baby, I think the baby is just turned 6 months. But I think the baby going to always be snotty while the mommy at work because the daddy going to be trying to get done in the booty.
Stop it.
She get on my nerves.
Oh, my God. I cannot.
But, yeah, but my thing is, with him, if that's what you like, then be honest with her.
Right.
She said that he was, but this is my thing with her, too. When somebody tell you who they are, my grandfather always said this, when somebody tell you who they are,
listen.
You listen loudly, but when they show you who they are, you motherfucking believe it. Listen loudly, but when they show you, baby, he done told and shown. It's show and tell around this bitch.
You stinked it.
Peekaboo, he ain't trying to hide.
With your own eyes, girl.
I found you.
You stinked it.
Peekaboo, I found you. Like, I'm just saying. And she said that he said, we built this. I don't want to hurt you, but I enjoy this. I would have said, well, enjoy.
Not what she gave him the hand.
I would have been like,
go now.
Because it's my thing. Like, I know you love him, not at whatever, but he's telling you.
Oh, the double standard. I hate that.
But it's so fucked
real.
Up.
But it's so real.
He's telling you. And he told her too. Like, he's not in love. He loves her, but he's not in love. People need to understand it's a difference. Let's be real.
That
you
is,
can love somebody.
But you may not
but
be,
you may
in,
not
love,
be in love. I love you, but I'm not in love with you.
Right. Facts. That's very true.
You can also be in love with somebody and have to just find that little reconnection again to keep that love brewing.
That's true.
And that spark going. Because women are, especially, you know, my friends, we like that little, you got to put that little oomph in it. What jacket is that?
Put a little oomph in it. I forgot about that song. Right.
So I'm just saying, like, you got to keep the fire lit, baby, because if you ain't doing it, somebody else going to come light the fire. And I'm still going to love you and be in love with you, but I'm going to be over here like, oh, fire lit lit. And then I'm
fire lit lit.
And then I'm going to be like,
ooh, it's a campfire.
It's a camp child.
Look at that. We make a s'more.
We're going to be Samoas. We're going on all type of stuff, child.
We're going to be. Ooh, child. Well.
Oh, look at the face.
You know, when I come back with that six pack, it's because.
Child.
Yes. Do we have any final words of encouragement for our heartbroken
listeners? Don't be heartbroken, bitch. You fucking bitch.
She's so fucking insensitive. Oh my god, bitch! Don't be heartbroken. Shit.
What did the song say? My heart says no, no, no. Bitch, your heart can't talk. That's what it said.
My words of encouragement are,
because this nigga over here.
Okay, don't settle, but don't give up, and don't be so hard on people.
When you say don't settle, do you feel like sometimes you have to settle to compromise certain things?
Is there a difference between settling and compromising?
There is a big ass difference.
Okay, what's the difference?
Okay, first of all, okay, if you're compromising with somebody, you guys have a mutual understanding, okay?
Okay.
It's an understanding there, okay? Yeah, you know, it may not be 100% what you want, but it's close enough where it's something so little that it's not going to, like, deter the whole entire relationship. Whereas settling is like, I mean, I know he ain't got no job, and he ain't never had no job, and he probably would never have a job in the future, but I love him. Now I'm settling.
I'm going to hold him down.
Okay. And then you wouldn't get mad.
That's holding you down. He's holding you all the way down.
Because your ass ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Right. So that's that potential. Okay.
Exactly. Aye, aye, aye. There's a difference. Mm. I don't like to clear that up.
Yeah.
Because if you...
Don't settle.
For real. People know when they settle.
And stop falling in love with potential.
Yes.
That was the main takeaway. Please, y'all.
Stop
being with people just for what they can do for you.
Oh my gosh.
Because you're never going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to never be happy.
Nope.
You know how many people we could be with right now? We just wanted to be with somebody with what they could do with us.
Facts.
Oh, he eat my pussy from my hand. Like,
girl, what is that worth? What is that worth?
Nothing.
What is that worth?
I ain't never. That devil dick going to get y'all ass to be settling.
That's that Aries and that Gemini.
Y'all better be on demon time, you damn self. Let me show.
Okay. All right. Are we closing?
I have fun, y'all.
We're closing.
Thanks for coming.
And providing your insight.
Yes.
And your words of wisdom. Your words of married wisdom.
And we're going to have her back, y'all, because we're going to do a sex episode.
Yes, she's going to be our resident
sex connoisseur.
Yes. Oh, I like it. But yeah.
No, we're gonna talk about pussies and vaginas.
Girl,
and
good night.
And fucking dildos and fucking fake pussies and fake dicks. Matter of fact, I literally just went. Me and Brent went to the sex store like this past weekend, Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. And it was just so amazing because the girl was in there like by herself and it was late as shit. And she literally took everything like out the box and was showing us like all the stuff.
That's the best time to go.
Yeah.
They didn't have no demos already?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm sorry.
They didn't.
You buy toy cleaner.
We was at the Ratchet one. Still. We was at the Ratchet one. But she wanted to see how it was going to work and stuff. It was so cool. And it was just like one and like the vein was literally like bulging.
Pulsating.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that was my first time seeing that shit. That was real cool. And I was like, can you put it in the fake pussy? Because I'm going to stick it.
You know what? I'm done. And on that note, we will catch y'all next week.
So, we'll catch y'all later.
And y'all can tune in for more sex talk later. We'll have to branch that out into the next episode.
Yeah, next episode.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, y'all. Remember to like, comment, subscribe to us, follow us, email us with any questions, any topics, any feedback. We love you guys. We know a lot of people have seen our masks and our cups, and we are really getting stuff under the way, so shout out.
I know we've been talking about it, but it's coming.
Yeah, in the shirts.
It's a process, okay?
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.